welcome to the Confident Healer Podcast. I'm Sharmila Molly. I'm a self-love expert, an intuitive healer, and also your hostess for this podcast. You are about to hear inspirational, uplifting, and soulful conversations about the ins and outs of having confidence, maintaining self-love and sanity as we answer the calling of being a healer and running a business. I would really appreciate it if you could help me grow this podcast by telling others about it and by becoming a patron by donating monthly or giving a generous one-time donation. When you donate, it lets me know that you love what I'm doing, and by donating, you are supporting me, a healer running a small business. You can find the PayPal link on theconfidenthealer.net and in every show note. So thank you so much for being here, and let's get on with the show. Welcome back to the Confident Healer Podcast. I'm your hostess, Sharmila Molly, and we are doing the Ask the Akashic Record series. So today may be a short episode because the questions I have are personal ones, and I just have a couple of those. So let's see what happens. So I'm going to open, I have permission to open someone's record. I do not need to name her name. Her question is, how do I strengthen my intuition in today's world? So I will open her Akashic Records and get an answer for her. And this, I think, might resonate with you as well, because when, you know, when you, even though it's a personal reading and you're getting to hear it, the answer, I think you'll still find that it resonates for you. So I'll be right back. Her question is, how do I strengthen my intuition in today's world? By developing a practice of daring to trust herself so radically, even when it's uncomfortable. So the first hint, the first whisper that she gets to implement it, no matter how scary it is, follow your intuition, follow that spark. And if that feels scary, make sure to ground yourself. Ground yourself in the morning, doing a grounding exercise, either by putting your feet into the earth, your bare feet into the earth, lying or sitting on the earth, imagining roots growing into your feet, up into your body, and rooting anywhere in your body. It doesn't have to be the first chakra, the root. It can be anywhere. And anytime you do hear a whisper, and sometimes it happens really fast, and you're like, what was that? If you feel scared at any moment of like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can trust this. I hear it, but I don't know. Ground yourself. That's what their answer is. Okay. So now I've opened the records of Ancient Mother and Planet Earth together, as suggested by my Akashic Records teacher. I emailed her last week about how to go about opening the records for the collective, because I have some questions that I wanted to answer from the Akashic Records. She suggested to open those two together, Ancient Mother and Planet Earth, those records. And Ancient Mother, I'll just explain, is very quickly, is our ancestor of everything here on Earth. So you, me, our grandmother, dating back to human history, to anything that's walked on Earth, all living things on the planet, the mountains, the sky, rocks, streams, fire, etc. That is Ancient Mother. That's our ancestor. So that is our plate. So we're plugging into the history of our ancestors, of everything that's been on Earth and everything that's been on Earth in the past, to the present, to the future, and then, of course, Planet Earth, which is self-explanatory. First question is, so a friend had fears about the dryness and heat and wanted to, and said, please download steps for an effective rain dance. So they're showing me to take a cup of water and going outside on the dirt, not on asphalt, and offering water to the earth and meditating to the sky for clouds to form and for moisture to come together, and visualizing, depending on your area. I am inserting my thoughts into this because I'm thinking like, well, you know, we've had a fire here. This question came from a friend of mine, and we both live in the same town, and we had a fire here a couple years ago. So I'm like, well, be careful what you ask for, right? Because a torrent of rain might bring down a torrent of land. So we don't want that. So they're saying to visualize then the kind of rain that you want. Visualizing a gentle rain. And doing this, they said there's strength in numbers. So doing that with people, a group of people. They're saying connecting with the earth, you know, so grounding yourself and connecting with the earth's ceiling, the sky, and imagining these thick clouds forming, dark clouds full of moisture, and feeling what that rain, that wetness feels on your skin and on the trees, on the plants, on the earth, on the ground. And that's all I'm getting for that. So the next question is fear of destruction. So this person, it doesn't seem like, I don't know if this is a question. Fear of destruction makes me not want to work, but enjoy every day I have and spend time with people and alone, enjoying nature. And they have great sympathy for you, for those of you that feel like that. And that inclination to spend more time alone or with your friends and family and enjoying nature, that's a beautiful, beautiful feeling. And to continue doing that. And they're saying if you have the means to not support yourself financially, then spending all your time doing that is just as valid as working. However, if you need to work, is making room in your life for more of that connection with yourself, with people, with nature, because that will help alleviate these fears of destruction, because you are taking yourself out of this present moment and thinking of a future scenario or past scenarios where there was different types of destruction, either man-made, human-made, or by just the earth itself, the earth's natural rhythm and flows of volcanoes and floods and fires and earthquakes and whatnot. And time alone in nature is important. And again, to be grounded, to alleviate any fears about what has happened in the past and what may or may not occur in the future. And by developing a type of practice to bring you more into the present will make all the difference in managing fears about what has happened and what could be. And then another question is how to keep inner peace in times of turmoil. So they want you to breathe through that turmoil, breathe through that in order to find where that inner peace lies. And again, another way to do that is by connecting yourself to nature, either in a group or by yourself, just walking, journaling. They're saying writing a poem, and to know that turmoil that you're feeling is, if you're feeling bombarded and it's creating more inner turmoil in yourself of fears, worries, and anxiety, again, it's just you living in a future or a past, and to bring yourself back into the present. Sounds a lot like last week's reading. And they're saying, yeah, well, these are practical ways for humans to develop their own sense of inner peace. And that is always by connecting to nature, connecting to oneself in nature, connecting with other people, and developing a group sense of inner peace, because that always transmits to the planet, to other people as well, to the animals, to all the sentient beings. And they're saying, even though these answers are similar to last week's, it doesn't matter because it's the same message. And you may need to hear it over and over again until you start to do it and believe it. Because when you start to do it, then you'll start to believe that, oh, yes, yes, you can have inner peace. You can try for it. And by practicing it, you develop ways of managing that stress and ways of being in the present. It's not about being in the present all the time. You're human. You're going to have some worries and anxieties and fears come up, but it's just about managing them. And the more practice you have doing that, the better you are at being able to shift back into the present. So no matter how many times you ask, a million ways to ask, the answer will always be the same. And that connecting to nature, you know, you'll be able to develop a sense of the natural rhythms in nature. And the more often you do that, the more that starts to cleanse you, starts to clear your auric energy of some of that heaviness, starts to rewire your brain, which gives you that consistent practice of shifting back into the present. And the next question is it a planetary moment where beings from other dimensions are getting more visible and specific to reach to us? They're saying beings have always come from other timelines, planets, other places outside of Earth. And some people have a bit of a more awareness of that. And some are not always so helpful and others are. So the question would be to ask if this is a helpful being or not helpful being, and whether you want to connect to that or not. And they're saying whether they want to help or not is not relevant. There tends to be this thought that other beings from another place beyond Earth, they're here to help. And they also have their flaws as well. And you just kind of have to discern if it's truly helpful for you to take their guidance and implement it. Because, you know, just because they come from, they obviously have the wherewithal, the technology to come here and visit, they may not always, they're not always advanced in the way that you think, in the way that they know more and can help humanity. They have complex ways of being that are beyond human comprehension and also don't necessarily know what is best for humans. So while it may seem like, oh, this is a great idea to implement whatever contact you've made with these beings, they're just saying to just discern whether or not this is truly for the highest divine good for humanity and the planet.
If you have any questions that you'd like to ask the Akashic Records that you'd like me to do on the air, please email me at info@ohireiki.com. And that is R-E-I-K-I, info@ohireiki.com. If you have any other questions or topics that you'd like me to cover in regards to confidence, healing, spirituality, again, email me at info@ohireiki.com. Thank you for listening. That's our show for this week. My name is Sharmila Mali. This is the Confident Healer Podcast, and we'll see you next time. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. You can find information about the guest or any links I referenced in the show notes. And would you help me grow the show by doing these two things? One, sharing the podcast with someone that you think needs to hear it. And two, supporting the podcast by becoming a patron and giving monthly or make a one-time generous donation. It helps me grow the show and I can just focus on making great episodes for you. You can listen, find the show notes, and the PayPal link to donate all in one convenient location. theconfidenthealer.net. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you next week.